I want us to look at a verse of Scripture. This is one of those verses that if you haven't memorized, I would challenge you, encourage you to go home and memorize it. At some point, go home and memorize it. Take the time to write it down. Write it several times. Help you retain it that way. If you recall, I've said it before, I think, a number of times. I've written this verse 100 or more times as punishment in the sixth grade. I don't even remember what I did to cause the teacher to make me write this, but I do remember writing it over and over and over. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, don't close your Bible. We're going to come back to that verse. I want you to read it with me before we close. I want to read it to you in the Amplified. For the rest, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of reverence and is honorable and seemly, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there is any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on and weigh and take account of these things, or fix your minds on them. There's one portion in there. It's about in the middle. There's not an actual pivotal middle here necessarily, but it's about in the middle that I want to just quickly look at. Whatever, whatsoever things are pure. Whatsoever things are pure. One of the things that has to take place and does take place in the life of a new Christian, a new believer in Christ, is the renewal of the mind. When we find somebody, when somebody comes to Christ who has had a putrefied mind or a very defiled mind, it is a work of grace to renew that mind. As a matter of fact, it's a work of grace to renew any sinner's mind, but those that are most defiled perhaps are bigger picture of the reality of mercy and grace in a person when they have the renewal of their mind. You know people, and I know people, that think oppositely than what you do or than what I do. I can't fathom how they can reach that conclusion in thinking. They can't fathom how I can reach my conclusion in thinking. As much as I think their conclusion or their thought processes are absurd, they think my thought processes are absurd. There's a renewal of the mind that is necessary. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that just because I have and claim to have a renewed mind through the grace of Christ and the Word of God, that every thought process of my mind brings me to the proper conclusion. I'm not saying that in every single instance. There are some times that I need assistance from somebody else to get me to thinking clearly on something. Paul's writing to the Philippian church here, and this verse in particular is something that he is lifting up, and we come down to the last phrase that the Amplified gives us. Now, the King James gives us a pretty good look at it when he said, think on these things, but the Amplified kind of expounds that when it says, fix your minds on them. Fix your minds on them. Now, adults, you can push this aside for just a moment. Young people, I don't know, where should I start with young people? 25 and down, 35 and down, 45 and down. I don't know where we should start with that particular age bracket. But all of you that you would consider yourself in the younger set, listen very quickly and very attentively to this thought about keeping the mind pure. That's what he's speaking about here. Whatsoever things are pure, fix your minds on them. Now, it goes for all of us. But it especially goes for the younger set, for the children and the young people, the teenagers and the young marrieds. We can just keep on going and adding to it. But think about it. If you don't put dirty things in your mind, you don't have to take dirty things out. If you keep your mind pure now, younger, you don't have to try to overcome those things, and you don't have to beg God to purify your mind, or as the songwriter penned the words, paint my mind with Calvary's flow. So if we're thinking about keeping and preserving a pure mind, then we are going to do our very best to not allow anything unclean to enter it. Now, how does something enter our mind? How does something get into our mind? You're not going to eat something impure and it's going to affect your mind necessarily. It may do other damage to you, but I'm talking about, spoiled meat or rotten eggs or broccoli, you like broccoli, or Brussels sprouts. That's what I'm thinking of. I like broccoli. Brussels sprouts. It's not going to hurt my mind. It might help it. But the way to defile the mind is through the eyes and the ears. What you read, what you look at, what you listen to. Whether it's books, magazines, catalogs to read or listening to anything that is defiling, and it could be music that is defiling the mind, watching something that is defiling the mind, listening to conversations that defile. You see, it comes through the eye gate and the ear gate that can defile them. And if we keep all of those things out, young years, then we don't have to worry about them being in there for the grace of God to overcome and renew our mind. The purity of the mind. Whatsoever things are pure, think on these things or fix your mind on these things. I don't think a pure mind stops there, though. I think a pure mind continues on. We can jump over even and look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. You say, well, what in the world does the love chapter have to do with a pure mind? There's something in this love chapter that would give us something to point to in this very thought of thinking on things that are pure. Now, you might say it would be more reflective of those things that are true, or those things that are honest, or those things that are just, or those things that are lovely, or those things that are of good report, that it may be reflective of those a little bit more. And yet it's also reflective of the heart being, or the mind being, pure. So, well, what is that? One of the most damaging things that can lead to bitterness, and you've heard me talk about bitterness and preach against bitterness and the caution against bitterness, and it's a real thing. It's a vital thing. But one of the things that can creep in to create bitterness in the heart is an unkind or an uncharitable or a wrongful thought about somebody else. I don't really know how to express my thoughts this evening about this, but Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13 that charity thinketh no evil. It doesn't delight in evil. And so when somebody says something about somebody else, we're not the one that's listening to it. You see, when we have people that come to us with all the world's problems and all the church problems, and everybody seems to come to us, there's probably a likelihood that your ear is tuned to that and they know that. And it is defiling the mind. If you don't know anything at all about the gossip line, there's probably a likelihood that your ear isn't tuned to that, and people know you're not tuned to that, and so they don't bother go to tell you all about those things. Charity thinketh, love thinketh no evil. Preserving a pure mind. I want us to take our Bible, if you still have it open there, and I want us to read that verse together. I said I was going to be brief, and so I'm going to end. You have your Bible open? You have your Bible ready? Philippians 4:8. Let's read it together and allow it to sink in. And if you haven't memorized it ever in your life, then allow this to be the beginning of that process of working through memorization of this verse. You ready? Together. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Fix your minds on them. Keep your mind pure, clean, holy. Don't allow anything to defile that. Let's stand together tonight.